All right, so we're going to start recording now. And so, yeah, this podcast is before. What? No. All right, this podcast, the name of this podcast is going to be Go With The Flow. So you guys can call me Flo. And no, not Flo from Progressive, before you guys start making corny-ass jokes. It's Flo because my last name is Flores. All right, so basically, this podcast is going to be about, like, anything. Anything crazy, anything that I want to talk about. If I have guests talk with me on the podcast, then it'll just be whatever conversation we want to talk about. It could be about conspiracies, or it could be about work, or it could be about just daily things. I guess that's why I wanted to name the podcast Go With The Flow, on top of me being Flo, or being called Flo. Go With The Flow just makes sense. Like, it's just go with the conversation, just go with the flow. But anyway, that's what it's going to be. So welcome. My name is Flo, and today I don't have any guests. It's just me talking. So it's just going to be me talking off the top of my head. So I'm using this software, GarageBand, on my Mac, my MacBook, and I'm going to test it out and see if it'll... how it'll work, if it'll be a good way to do this podcast. It seems like, you know, this software is very simple to use. I just need to record my voice. I am using a H1 Handy Recorder as the microphone. It's not meant for podcasting. I usually use it when I record with my Canon 7D. It's better than the... excuse me. It's better than the microphone that the MacBook has, the actual laptop. It's horrible. But yeah. So anyway, I want to talk about Google today. Let's talk about Google. What do you guys think about Google? I really do think Google's going to be like Skynet. Like, they're going to take over the world. No joke. If you really think about it, I mean, they're buying everything. They bought like freaking... I heard they bought like 7 different companies that are designing robots, or 7 robot companies, I guess you could say. So they acquired a bunch of 7 companies. Like, how is that not scary? How come no one's talking about that? That's what I want to know. No one's talking about things that are going on. They're too busy talking about like the Kardashians or Miley Cyrus working, or who cares about all these things. But I understand, you know, people watch these things and they're very interesting things about our celebrities. I say our because, as the United States, usually the celebrities that are here, I mean, there are some from overseas. And anyway, before I get sidetracked with a different topic, I want to go back to talking about Google. Google bought these robotic companies. You know what I mean? And that's a little scary. I mean, it's not really scary. It's cool. It's technology. It's going to happen. That's just where technology is headed. And I do think, you know, that's what's going to end up happening. You know what I mean? Robots. And when I say robots, I don't mean like an, like I don't mean like Terminator. I mean like just robots. Like, they're building robots, and who knows, you know, they're making artificial intelligence. But like, in theory, like, if you really think about it and you break it down, like, look how far we've gone in, like, the last 10 years. Think about, like, just cell phones alone. Think about how far we've gone. Like, imagine what's going to happen when they do come out with these robots. And then these robots start doing things and start taking, like, start doing everyday things. Start doing things that humans can do. And can do it much better because they're robots. They don't get tired, you know what I mean? It's a computer. But what happens when Google, like, becomes extremely powerful and too powerful for the government to even stop? What happens then? Like, who stops, you know, who slows them down? And, like, I spoke to a friend and I told him about this, and he said, oh, you know, the government would never let that happen. But how? How do you know that? Like, I'm sure the government doesn't know exactly what Google's working on right now. Like, what they have planned, or what they, you know, what their designers, what their engineers are working on. We really don't know. You know what I mean? And look what they're capable of, and look what they are showing us. Imagine the stuff that they're making that they're not showing us. It's just something to think about. And don't get me wrong, I love Google. Google is a great thing. It's a great company. You know, I Google every day, every single day. I'm pretty sure I Google something, and I'm pretty sure you do too. If you're listening to this podcast, if you're savvy enough to find a podcast, you know what I'm saying? I think you're savvy enough, and I can almost guarantee that if you're listening to this podcast, you have to have had used Google at least once. But anyway, the point is, I am an iPhone user. I am an Apple enthusiast. You know, most of my electronics are made at, from Apple. You know, I have everything synchronized. I have my iPhone to my iPad, my MacBook, Apple TV. And that's actually pretty much it. But those are like my main electronics. Those are my main devices. And they're all made from Apple. So I am thinking about not switching completely over to Android, but I am thinking about buying an Android phone, like, one of these Galaxy S4s or maybe a Note 3. My friend just got a Note 3 and he said he's very happy with it. And he came from an iPhone. But my thing is, I used to love the iPhone. I used to really think, and it definitely was. I used to think it was the best one in the world, and it was at one point. But I think now it's starting to really slow down, and Android is at their pace is very consistent, and they're just keep coming out with new things, and I think it's gotten to a point where Android has definitely, Google has managed to pass Apple when it comes to the phone industry, the phone world. Everything that's stopping me, the main reason why I don't want to switch over completely is because, like I said, everything that I have is made up from Apple. So for me to switch over and start using an Android, it kind of takes everything at a loop, and it won't feel right. Not that it doesn't fit, but I won't be able to, use these devices fluently, together. Like, they wouldn't work together as well as an iPhone works with these devices. And am I ready to switch over to Windows now or get a Chromebook or anything like that? No, absolutely not. I'm not. That's probably one thing I won't do. I won't go back to Windows. I won't get a Chromebook. I won't try Linux or anything like that. I like my MacBook, you know what I'm saying? I have this 13-inch MacBook Pro, and that's what I use. I don't need anything else. I used to have Windows, I used to have, I left Windows when we had a Windows XP or Windows 7, was it? I had Windows 7. That was the last operating system that I used on Windows. And then from there, I went to, I think it was Windows Vista. That was out, but I'd never upgraded to Vista. And then I just got a MacBook, and then from there I never went back. But anyway, so back to Google. I still think they're a great company. I actually recently just received the Google Wallet card in the mail, which I think is genius. I mean, I did think it was cool when I first heard about the NFC technology and how you could use Google Wallet with your phone. And it was very rare when I did see a place that actually supported Google Wallet with NFC devices, or maybe I just never kept an eye out because I knew I couldn't use it, which is kind of disappointing that the iPhone, doesn't have that, or there is no way to actually, even a case, you could probably attach a case to the phone and use it, but I do think having the Google Wallet card, it was a genius idea. Have one card and link any account to it or multiple accounts and all that. I think it's genius. I actually used it today for the first time and it was cool. No problems. No one, they didn't give me any hassle. It was just a normal fluent transaction with no issues whatsoever. So it's awesome. I think I like the idea so far. They do, however, if you do use, I know I'm not completely sure about how it works. But I do know that if you link a bank account to your Google Wallet account, you can transfer money from your account to that, from your bank account to Google. If you use a card, let's say you link your credit card or your debit card or whatever, they charge you, I think it's 2.9%. That's the fee every time you transfer money from a card. It is free if you use a bank account. So I do recommend you doing that if that's what you're going to do. Look, you know, before you jump in, look, do some research, you know, do a Google search, do just, you know, do some deeper research and find out before you actually, you know, order your Google card and then get into something that you weren't trying to get yourself into. And anything that I do say on this podcast, it might be wrong. I might think I'm correct, but I am in fact wrong. And you never know. I mean, anything that I need to verify, if my computer is right in front of me, I can do a quick Google search and find out if I am wrong. But for now, I mean, I'm not here to change your the way you think, change your opinion. I'm not here to persuade you to think the way I think. No, I'm just here just sharing my thoughts on a podcast, making a podcast. If you are listening, I deeply appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? And any feedback would be greatly appreciated. I'm not going to say I take feedback well. I don't. I can admit that. Constructive criticism or any type of criticism, I'm always defensive because that's just, you know, it's just my arrogant tendency. That's just how I am. But anyway, what happens when Google takes over? Like, what happens when they come up with these robots? And what happens when these robots, when this artificial intelligence that they're trying to develop actually comes out, like when they perfect it, you know what I'm saying? What happens when these robots are able to make their own decisions? You know, they're still computers, but what happens when they're able to actually make their own decisions and do something? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just a crazy thought. Like, I'm thinking about it, and it scares me. It doesn't scare me. Like, it scares me to think, to know that, like, this is, I think it's possible. I think it's realistically possible. I don't think I'm talking crazy here. I really do think Google might be able to become, like, bigger than the government or them take over. Like, what happens when these robots start making other robots? Like, what happens when these robots realize that they don't need human beings anymore? Like, what happens when they become superior? And they're computers, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, we're programming them. But what happens if they are able to make this? Like, what happens then? Are we prepared for that? You know what I mean? And is that what we really need? Do we really need to develop these robots? Are robots really the way to go? Do we want robots to take over so many jobs? Like, there's already how many people? God knows how many. Excuse me. People are unemployed in the United States. Let's try. Let's actually look at unemployed people in New Jersey. How many? How many people? Because I'm from Jersey, so. Let's just look that up and see if they give me a number. It doesn't say. But since November 2013, well, it's actually down, but not by much. Interesting. All right, so. That's crazy. That's so crazy. In New Jersey alone, November 2013, there are 351,767 people unemployed. And on a month-to-month, every month, it's 30,680 people that are being unemployed. In Jersey alone, not even talking about the entire country. It's just a sad thing to look at. Like, I'm looking at New Jersey unemployment history, like, month to month from last year. In October, we had, holy crap. That's crazy. That is so crazy. Did we go up or did we go down? Strange. All right, but my point is, what happens when these robots really start taking over jobs? You know what I'm saying? Like, I went to Pathmark on Monday to do some grocery shopping, and then I look, and I forget what time it was, maybe like 8:30 at night, and I look over to the cashiers to see how many cashiers were on duty, like how many registers were open, and maybe two people, and the rest were all like self-checkout. Like, that's crazy to me. Like, I remember going to supermarkets and, like, seeing, like, the every single line open or seeing, you know, multiple people in line. And I guess it wasn't the grocery store, like, Pathmark wasn't extremely busy because it was, you know, 8:30 at night. But there were people. I did have to wait in line because, you know, there was two lines open with two cashiers and then the rest were self-checkout. A lot of people were using self-checkout. And the two people that were the two cashiers that were there both had lines. So it's just, I don't know. I don't work in Pathmark. I don't know. So maybe there is a certain way. I'm sure they have some type of budget that they have to stick to or something. But my point is, like, self-checkout is, like, taking over. What happens when you don't need a cashier? You know what I mean? What happens when you only need one person to run all those registers? What happens then? Like, that's crazy. Those are jobs that, like, you could give people instead. You're making robots. And I guess it all comes down to greed, because if you really think about it, you make one robot, even if it costs you... even if each robot is $1 million to make, you end up making a profit because you don't have to worry about payroll. Yeah, you might have to worry about if it breaks down, you have to call someone to come and fix it. But that's just one person. You know what I mean? What happens when one self-checkout is as fast as, is 10 times faster than an actual person at a register? I don't know. It's just, those are just thoughts or crazy thoughts. And, like, part of me wants to see these robots being developed. Part of me wants artificial technology artificial intelligence to exist. And it does exist, but I mean, like, part of me wants to see this come true, become alive. But I feel like as Americans, that's what we have. That's why everyone hates us. If you go to other countries, they hate Americans, and it's because we're so arrogant. I feel like the United States always wants more. It's a never stop. Like, it's just a always want more, always want more, always want more. You go to other countries and everyone's so laid back and, like, chill, and, like, they take it easy. It's almost like they enjoy life a little bit more, you know what I mean? Instead of worrying about, oh my God, I gotta be at work at this time. I gotta do this. They have 2-hour lunches, for God's sakes. I remember I went to South America. I won't name any countries, just for now. I went to South America and I was there for maybe a month. And what I did notice was that when they start working, let's say at 8 o'clock, at 12 they get out and they have a 2-hour lunch. So you go home at 12 and you come back at 2. So people, you know, would leave and go and take naps, like a siesta basically. But you have a 2-hour lunch and then you return and you work from 2 to 6. So you're technically working 8 to 6, but you get a 2-hour lunch. You're still working 8 hours. How crazy is that? Like, imagine you going to work and then you get a two-hour lunch. Like, I could take a nap. I could sleep. You know how many times that you're, like, you're tired at that time? Like, I personally don't get that much sleep. I go to bed late. I feel like I should start, you know, going to bed a little earlier. But yeah. This is my problem. I lose my train of thought. Especially when you're by yourself talking in the room by yourself. You lose your train of thought really quickly. If you were having a conversation with someone else and they're responding back to you, you're able to keep yourself more on track. So, my ADD kicks in really bad. And then I start just going from left field to right field to center field, just back and forth I don't know. I'm trying this new seltzer water. It's like lemon lime flavored seltzer water. It's actually really good. I like it. But anyway, so what happens when Google takes over the world? What happens when they do become that? Like, what happens when these robots that are being designed, what happens when they realize that they don't need human beings anymore? What happens when robots start making robots? You know what I mean? Like, that is just a crazy thought. What happens when robots start making robots? We're not necessary anymore. Like, two robots, they're going to realize that we're not necessary anymore. I know it sounds very crazy. It sounds very, like, Skynet, you know, like, people are going to think I'm crazy or anything like that. But these are thoughts that, like, it really makes sense if you really stop and think about what's going on. It's just, it's crazy thoughts. But another thing I like to think about, let's see. I was also thinking about at work, what would happen if we were able to communicate with animals? Like, how come they're not working on that technology? Like, I did hear that they're working on technology to communicate with dogs. You know, actually, I don't know how they're doing it, but they're designing a way where technology that will read dog's expressions, like his body gestures, his body, his demeanor, and then you communicate that way. Like, they say that dogs are able to respond to your eyes. Like, they look at your eyes. They look at their humans, excuse me, at the human eyes, and they can, excuse me, they can anticipate, they can anticipate what you're going to do by the way you move, by your body gesture. Like, they get used to the way you move, they get used to the way you, you know, your tone of voice and all that. So what happens when we're able to communicate with a dog? You know what I mean? You know how easy that is? Like, what happens when a dog can tell me, hey, I gotta go out and pee. Hey, I gotta go out and poop. You know what I'm saying? And, like, instead of keeping them on a schedule where you take them out before work, you take them out when you come back from work, you take them out when you go. Like, instead of doing that, what happens when he's able to tell you, like, listen, I gotta go. And so you know exactly when to take him out. Or, hey, listen, I'm hungry. But at the same time, it's almost like dogs are gonna eat whenever they see food. Like, they're always gonna be hungry. So that might be a little... They might just be telling us they're hungry all day, every day. But anyway, the point is, what happens if I'm wrong? What happens if dogs are way more intelligent than we actually think? What happens if they know more than we do? You know what I mean? What happens if they remember? Like, dogs have been around forever. You know what I mean? Like, dogs have been around forever. So they've been growing up with these human beings. Like, when human beings became, when they started making dogs as pets, they grew up with these human beings. So how do I explain this? The dogs have a genetic past. Like, the same way we have ancestors, they have ancestors. So what happens if they're just as advanced? Or, like, what happens if you were to go back in time and you take the brain of a dog 50 years ago, and you compare it to the brain of a dog today? How much smarter do you think the dog today would be than from the dog 50 years ago? You know what I mean? Those are thoughts. Like, what happens if these dogs actually have intelligence that we might need to evolve as a race? What would happen if we had the ability to talk to animals? You know what I mean? What happens if we were able to talk to birds, or we were able to talk to cats and dogs and monkeys and elephants and any type of animal? What happens then? What do you think would happen then? What do you think animals would start saying? Especially, like, animals that are kept in captivity, like dolphins or whales or, like, lions and zoos and tigers and all these animals that are kept in captivity. Like, what happens when they're able to talk to us? You know what I mean? Oh, man, I feel like we people like going to the zoo. You know what I mean? It's a distraction from everyday things, from daily tasks. People go to the zoo to, you know, look at the animals, and it's, wow, look at these beautiful animals, whatever. But really think about what we're doing to these animals by keeping them in captivity. And yes, I understand people's arguments. I spoke to a girl about this, and she told me, yeah, but what most people fail to understand is that most of these animals were born in captivity. Like, I understand that, but it doesn't make it okay. You know, I understand that if you let these animals loose into the wild, they will die because they don't know how to live in the wild. But that's not the point. The point is that we've gotten to this point where animals are being born into captivity. Like, just think about that. You know what I mean? It's like, I get the human race is dominant over animals. I understand that. But to use that, it's almost like these animals can't talk to us. They can't communicate. You know what I mean? How do we know that they're okay? How do we know that they're happy? You know, how do they know? How do we know that they're okay with being in captivity? It's just common sense. No one, nothing in this world is going to want to be in captivity. You know, they're wild animals. They want to be wild. And I guess, I don't know, maybe I'm being a hypocrite because I have pets. I've owned dogs. I have a cat. Like, maybe it's different. I don't know. You know? But, and again, I don't know what goes on behind the scenes. I'm just talking about what I hear from other people or what I read or just things that just make sense that you, like, you just think about it. It's just common sense. What happens? But anyway, I am getting tired. I'm not going to talk too long before I just start ranting. So I'm running on 25 minutes now. I'm going to make this a half an hour. And again, I'm sorry if none of this makes sense or if I'm jumping from one subject to the other too quick and I'm not actually finishing one thought process. But then again, like I was saying, it's easier if you talk to someone because you can go back and forth with the conversation as opposed to me talking by myself. And then it's just, it is go with the flow. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I would like it to be a little more organized. It's just my tendency. I like it to be a little more, get to the point, finish the point, and make an entire point for you to take something with you. As opposed to you listening to this podcast and leaving just completely confused because I'm putting all these thoughts in your head and you're like, well, now what? You know? So I'm going to see if I'm going to start talking to people over the phone, maybe calling them and having a conversation that way and recording it and using it in the podcast. Or maybe I'll start having people come over and then we can make podcasts together. But we'll see. So this is 26 minutes now. I don't remember anything else I wanted to actually talk about. Or maybe I did, and maybe if I do. And the thing is, if I remember, I'm not going to talk. I'm going to talk for more than 4 minutes, and I just won't shut up. But, all right, we can talk about this real quick. My friend's working on a logo for my website. Well, not my website. It's actually going to be a podcast. I guess eventually I'll have my own website for this podcast, or I don't know. We'll see. But, yeah, I mean, I like this. I like being able to talk. I like to talk. Sometimes I just go crazy, and thoughts just pop into my head. And I just need to talk about him. So, yeah, he's making me a logo, and it looks pretty dope, man. It looks pretty dope. I'm excited. Like, I can see that logo on iTunes, or I can see that, like, on my iPhone. You know, when you listen, I listen to podcasts on my iPhone, so, like, I can see the artwork, the display. So it looks good. It looks good. He's saying it's beta. He's not necessarily done with it, but so far it looks good, so I'm excited for that. It's kind of motivating to want to make these podcasts more often. I don't know if I'm going to do once a week or multiple days a week or if I'm going to even run on a schedule. Maybe I'll just make them as I go. But I'm an organized person, so I think I'm going to stick to maybe setting a specific date or specific day out of the week that I'll do these podcasts. And maybe I'll start writing things down throughout the week. Like if something pops into my head, I'll be like, oh, that's a great topic to talk about, and I'll write it down. Keep a notepad with me or something, and then I'll use that to talk about it in these podcasts. And maybe it'll be go with the flow, but not like completely spontaneous. So yeah, we'll see. I've got a minute and a half, so I just want to say that. I will be uploading these. I'm going to figure out to see if I can upload these to iTunes. If not, I don't know. I'll see if there's another podcast website out there. Where I can upload these and have people listen to them. Maybe audible.com. I don't know. We'll see. We'll have to figure it out. I'm making these podcasts and I don't even know where I'm going to post them yet. But it is what it is. It's raw material. This is what it is. This is what goes on in my head sometimes. But it is what it is. And before I just start dragging, I'm just waiting for 30 minutes to end. But yeah, I hope you guys got something out of this. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you're confused. Maybe I made absolutely no sense whatsoever. Maybe I did. Maybe you're going to leave after listening to this and you're going to walk away with, maybe he's right. What's going to happen when Google does this or when Google does and they decide to take over the world? It's just something to think about. I feel like as a society, we don't think. And the younger generations don't think at all. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting old. I don't know what it is, but I just feel like our society is becoming dumber and dumber and dumber and dumber and dumber. But anyway, we will talk about this later, and I am going to leave because it's at 30 minutes. So guys, I hope you enjoyed, and I'll talk to you later, man. Peace.